Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, guys, I'm still working on a couple of the history shows. One of them is built around, well, some of the material that you're going to hear here. But I want to, I take my time with those. I'd like them to be very, very good. But in the meantime, I dug this one out because it was pretty easy just to clip together here pretty quick. But this is my interview with Mo Adu from back on April 5th, 2014. Right after he come back to MLS with the Philadelphia Union, and they'd come to take on the Chicago Fire. Now, at this point, let me give you a little bit of history or backstory on this one, because the way this interview shook out, it was, well, so I covered Fire matches for a couple years leading up to this, and obviously, I knew Mo was coming back. I think he signed for Philly that winter. So I flagged this one up right away, and then the couple weeks building up, I said, I reached out to my people with the Fire. I said, hey, I want to come in, I want to talk to Mo, can you get me in touch with the Philly people, do whatever I got to do. They said, yeah, no problem. So we did all that, got in touch with the Philly people, no problem. I said, I can either do it the day before, I can do it post-match, do it whatever you guys need me to do. They said, no, it's great, just come in day of the game, we'll get you sorted out, blah, blah, blah. So I go in, for some reason, The Fire still issued me, they still gave me my full credentials. So I, of course, went up to the press box and, enjoyed my meal and said hi to everybody up there that I hadn't seen since the season before. And then I made my way over. So at the ex-Fire Stadium in Bridgeview, there were these field-level, like, bar-top seats on the east side in front of the stand, right? Like, right down on the touchline. So I went down and I got a beer from one of the beer vendors and walked over to those seats because they were all empty. And I like flashed my press pass at the security person on the ramp for this thing. She just let me go right through. Didn't think that was going to work. So I sat there and watched, the whole match, which was great because Mo scored right around the 30th minute, 32nd minute, somewhere around there, right in front of me. So that was cool. I had a few beers because I got table service because, they thought I had the tickets. And right before the 90 was up, I made my way back toward the locker room to meet with the Philadelphia people. Now, this is where it got weird, and you can kind of hear this coming through in the interview. Because instead of setting me up with like a presser type or, post-match, whatever, they sent me in with the gaggle into the locker room. And the point of this interview was to sit down with Mo for like 15 or 20 minutes, go through a lot of stuff with Rangers. Not your typical post-match interview, which is usually like two or three questions about the match that you just played and maybe the one that you have coming up. So there are moments in this. I think at one point you can hear the guys, I forget who it was, sitting next to Mo, kind of like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I'm trying to rush through, I'm skipping questions. And it's all the usual stuff going. I mean, there's guys getting showered, getting dressed, doing fucking whatever. And meanwhile, I've got Mo strapped to a chair over here because he came and go get a shower to get cleaned up after playing 90 minutes. So, the Union press team did not handle this thing very well. But it was still a good interview. It was a lot of fun. Mo was a good sport. We covered a lot of stuff from his time coming to Rangers. Obviously, that goal. Going through the Craig White, Charles Green era and his decision to leave. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back with the regular show whenever we get to that next week. But anyway, here from April 2014 is my interview with Mo Adu. That's why, how's the move back to MLS and everything? It had to be
a tough decision to decide to leave Stoke, but just coming back to just for more playing time, or
yeah, that was the main thing. I mean, yeah. I wasn't playing at Stoke, and obviously that's what you choose this career for. You want to play,
right?
I'm no different than anyone else. I want to be playing every week, and I wasn't getting that opportunity at Stoke, and this opportunity came up, and it made sense. It made sense for all parties involved, and for me, it was a no-brainer. So I made that decision. I haven't looked back. I've enjoyed it so far, and just looking forward to the rest of the season.
You know, when you left, I mean, was it more you saw the EPL more as an opportunity? And obviously, with everything with the administration and whatnot, you knew you weren't going to be playing at the top flight again. Champions League football was going to be out. Was it just more the opportunity to hop into the Premier League and, I mean, you know, to give yourself a new challenge?
It's a combination of all those things, you know. Obviously, dropping down to the
fourth tier finally,
wasn't ideal. So, I mean, it kind of forced everyone's hand a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, going to Stoke, going to the Premiership was, you know, an exciting opportunity and one I was looking forward to. Unfortunately, things didn't work out the way I planned for them to work out that way. But, yeah, I mean, leaving Rangers, it was hard. You know, I enjoyed my time there. I had 4 good years there and really enjoyed everything at the club and the fans there and really enjoyed playing there. So making that decision to leave was difficult, but in some ways our hands were kind of forced, you know.
I mean, was there more to the decision beyond just you knew that, I mean, obviously the team was going to drop down. Was there pressure from Charles or someone else in the board to try to move out?
For me, it was, you know, I was involved in the national team at that point, and, you know, I knew myself to stay in the national team, I needed to be playing, you know, at a higher level.
Yeah.
And so if I would have stayed there, despite how much I wanted to stay there, because like I said, it was really like a family atmosphere in that club and built some really good relationships and bonds with my teammates there and everyone involved in that club. So it was difficult to leave, but just, you know, with that in mind, I had to make the right move for me at the time. To continue to further my career and stay in the national team.
Yeah. I mean, in your you played with a lot of great players. I mean, who was the one guy you would say? I mean, Davey Weir, Raymond and McGregor, Stephen Davis, whoever. I mean, who's the one guy that you would say is the best player that you played with during your time there?
It's hard to say. You know, there were different. A lot of guys did well for, you know, a lot of guys I respected for different reasons, you know. I could rattle off a handful of them. So, Alan McGregor is one of the best goalkeepers I've ever played with. Stephen Davis. Just saying that name speaks for itself. You know, Davey Weir, the experience he had and the way he led the team. Carlos, when he came, instantly became, you know, a legend at that club. The list is endless. Sonny Aluko, Lou McCulloch. And the desire and the heart that he showed to stay by the team now and really lead them hopefully back into the top flight is a credit to him. And, that team that we had in there, I could go down the list and name each player and the different reasons why they earned the respect that I have for them.
Yeah. Now, you got off the mark today. Everybody that I was talking to, they wanted me to ask you about that goal, the Old Firm goal. Is that still in your career? Is that going to be one of the moments that, I mean, you can always look back on as one of the, you know, the pinnacle moments of your career?
Yeah, it'll always stand out in my mind. The goal itself was just happening, but for me, it was just the atmosphere at the game. You know, going into the game, what was kind of at stake, where we sit on the table, what it meant if we won, lost, or drew that game. And just how everything played out, because I came on and I actually scored right on my first touch, but then they called it back. And then, you know, it looked like the game was going to be a draw. I had a chance earlier, just before that, actually on a header, a ball was put across the box and I went to tap it in, but it just missed wide. So I kind of was saying to myself, I need to do something. And then, the play just built up off the corner kick. I think Maji took the first shot. And then
it was Boydie
was
bouncing,
ping ponging back and forth, and I was just kind of itching around, sniffing around for something. And again, fortunately, it fell to me, and you know, the rest is history. And for me, it was just the noise in the stadium, looking around, seeing how much it meant to all the fans and to all my teammates, and that's what, for me, that's what I took away from it the most. Just looking around the stadium and seeing how much it meant to everybody, you know, how much it meant to so many people, and how passionate they were about not only the game, but just how much Rangers means to so many people. And for me, that made it a special moment.
Well, you're part of three championship sides, played in the Champions League. I think you won two League Cups also. I mean, what was your, if it's not that, I mean, what was your favorite moment or just favorite season, you know?
I mean, I could write off a few. I mean, that would stand in my mind. My first game in Champions League, playing away at Old Trafford, special moment right there. We went there and got a draw, but just my first taste of Champions League. And then winning my first league title, you know, that we won away at Dundee, 3-0. And then, you know, just the whole bus ride back was unbelievable. And then going back to the stadium, as we approached the stadium, see the streets lined with fans, and going to the stadium, and I don't even know how many, maybe 20, 30,000 fans were in there waiting for us. And again, that's when it kind of like set in just how big a club it really is, you know, and how passionate they are about it and how seriously they take the game there. For me, those are the kind of moments that stick out in your mind and you'll always remember.
Training-wise, you know, what was the biggest difference? Did you see a huge gap between, you know, when you first left Toronto and got to Scotland and, you know, leaving the MLS kind of regime or training side and everything to what you were dealing with there? I mean, was it a big step up or was it?
It was, it was different, you know. It was, trying to think of the best way to describe it. It was a little bit quicker, you know. And it was, again, just trying to, like, find my feet again. You're the new guy now. You're trying to make an impression and break into the team and earn the respect of your teammates. You know, and now you have a point to prove once again, and you got to take it day by day. You got to go out there. You got to be yourself and be confident and just really try to, as much as you can, integrate yourself into the group. But at the same time, really try to show well for yourself and more importantly, gain the respect of your teammates and the coaches and show that you deserve to play.
Yeah. All right. Stupid ones from fans here on the site and everything. Your favorite night spot in Glasgow?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Sugar Cube, I guess.
All right. You ever, I mean, you got plans to go back? I mean, even as a visit or something like that? I mean,
it's hard, man. The seasons
three league
are long.
Winners. Yeah.
The seasons are long and there's not much of an off season. So hopefully if we have like a game out there or something, you know, get a chance to, but it's difficult to say.
Yeah. You know? Well, I guess I appreciate it, man.
No problem, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love.